Yee? What's the matter?
I do not know, Master. I feel so weak, as if all my strength had gone. Oh, you should have left me and my bottle on the beach so I would not be any trouble to you.
You're no trouble.
Perhaps it is finally my age.
Don't be ridiculous. You're the youngest 2,000-year-old woman I've ever known. You probably have a touch of the virus. You get a lot of rest today, and I'll go to the base and I'll grab...
Oh, you must not leave without your breakfast.
No, listen, if you're not feeling well, I'll get some breakfast at the base.
No, I will feel even worse if I do not attend my master.
Are you sure?
Oh, I am sure.
All right. Half an egg. You really aren't well, are you? Jimmy. I'd ask you to conjure up a doctor, but I'd hate to see what he looked like. Young lady, you're going to bed. I mean, right now.
Oh, but I'm sure I will be all right, Master.
Now, who's the master around here? Now, you lie down on that couch, and you get plenty of rest today. I'll give you a ring later on, okay? Bye. Now, my car's in the shop. I have to call a cab.
Oh, I will conjure one up for you, Master.
No. I'm not kidding.
And
I
after
don't want
that,
you...
I will lie down all day. I promise.
All right. You sure? Mm-hmm.
Congratulate me. I am about to fall in love again.
Yeah, what's your name?
I don't know. I haven't met her yet.
Oh, Rod, come on.
Oh, no, I mean it. According to my horoscope, a beautiful, gorgeous brunette is entering my life today.
Horoscope? You're kidding.
I see we have another skeptic. See this? In 2 weeks, this horoscope hasn't been wrong once. I happen to be a Libra, and Venus is my ruling planet.
You're telling me.
See these two parallel lines? They indicate a beautiful Sagittarius is crossing my path today. See? Hey?
Kind of skinny, isn't she?
Very funny. Very funny. I'll tell you when I meet her. When were you born?
25th July.
July the 25th? July, that's a Leo. July the 25th, Leo, Leo, Leo. Oh, Mars is your solar fifth house. Today you're going on a trip, a long, long trip to a far-off place.
Well, I am testing a new module.
Ah, what did I tell you?
Indoors.
Well, indoors or outdoors, what do you expect from a 35-cent magazine? Hey, wait a minute. It also says you're going to meet many strangers.
Nobody any stranger than you.
Hey, look at this. Jupiter's in direct juxtaposition to Mercury today. Hey, how about that? That's the first time that's happened in 2,000 years.
Well, Roger, you don't really believe in this, do you? I mean, you're an astronaut.
I know, but I don't want to take any unnecessary chances. Hey, look, you better be going. Dr. Bellows is waiting for us.
Okay, I just got to make a phone call.
All right, but I wouldn't keep him waiting too long if I were you.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jeannie. How are you feeling?
Oh, Master, I'm so glad you called. I do not wish to worry you, but one of my feet is missing.
Missing? Where'd you put it? I mean, how could one of your feet be missing?
He just vanished.
Oh, now, that's impossible. You must have misplaced it. You look for your foot while I wait. Try the end of your leg. No? Did you look behind the couch?
It has come back, Master.
I knew you'd find it.
I'm losing my hand.
Well, now, don't let your hand get away from you. Hold on to your hand with your other hand. And don't panic. It could happen to anybody.
I have it back. But I feel so weak.
Now you stay there and hold on to your hands and feet until I get there. And if they start to disappear again, it's been nice chatting with you.
Who is that, Captain?
An old friend, sir.
A man or woman?
Woman.
And her arms and her legs are missing?
No, sir, they're back. I mean, it sounds like a case of delirium tremens.
Your friend drinks a lot?
I think it's safe to say she spends most of her time with a bottle.
At least I think I see. With you, I never know. I owe you a lot, Captain.
Me, sir?
Yes. At one time, I was thinking of retiring, but I was getting bored. But do you know something? Once you came into the space program, I haven't had one boring minute.
I'm glad I'm able to amuse you, sir.
Oh, I'm not amused. I'm baffled. And I'm going to stay right here until I get to the bottom of what it is about you that baffles me.
I'm really a very simple man.
Of course you are. You drink salt water. You keep horses in your living room. You carry on conversations with the bottle. And you know what you said on the phone to your friend just now when her hand disappeared? Don't panic. It could happen to anyone.
Just a figure of speech, sir.
I'm going to add it to my collection. You have a test coming up, Captain. I'll meet you in the testing room.
Ginny, what are you doing here? I told you to stay home and rest.
It is no use, Master. Something has happened to me. I am vanishing.
No. All you need is a good night's sleep.
Oh, I cannot understand what has happened to me.
Well, if you don't feel better by tonight, we'll get you a good doctor.
No doctor could... What is this, Master?
Oh, just some nonsense Roger left here. Jeannie, it's very important that
Master,
I get
Master, look! Jupiter and Mercury are together.
Oh, fine. I have to go over to the
this
test...
This is the day of the ram!
Good. It's about time they won a game.
You do not understand. On the day of the ram, every genie and her master must make a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Well, I faced east when I shaved this morning. Isn't that enough? Hey, you don't really believe in the
Please super... do not jest, Master. It is why I have been so ill today. It is written that on this day, my master must appear in the thieves' market at the well of Madahar, face the minaret of the rising sun, and repeat the sacred words.
Genie, I've got to be in a test chamber with Dr. Bellows in 2 minutes.
Oh, please, Master. If Ramda is not appeased, I shall lose my power and disappear into limbo forever.
Now, will you stop believing in this superstitious nonsense? Now, I want you to go home and lie down.
How are you feeling, Captain?
What a ride.
We'll stabilize the vehicle. Stand by for the next maneuver.
What are you doing here?
I work here.
I wasn't talking to you, sir.
He's doing it again.
Jim, you've got to get out of here.
Master, we must leave for Mecca now while there's still time.
I'm not going to Mecca.
Did you say you're not going to Mecca?
I said I'm not going to make it. I think you better bring me down.
Jim, you got to get out of here right now.
All right, Master. Farewell.
What's the matter?
I'm losing my hands.
Are you on the level about this Mecca thing?
This is the only way we can save me.
Okay, I'll go. Can you hold on?
I'll try. Oh, but Master, you will get into trouble if you leave here now.
Forget about that. I'll meet you at home.
Captain!
Yes, sir?
Captain, I want to see you in my office in 5 minutes.
Could we make it tomorrow, sir? I've got an emergency that's come up.
This is an emergency, Captain.
How did you
know we would meet today, Captain?
You can't fight fate.
Roger, I want to talk to you a minute if I can.
Well, here she is, right on my horoscope into my life.
This is Tony Nelson. Pardon me, Diane.
Hi, hello, how are you? Very nice to meet you.
You mean it works? I told you, it never fails.
May I speak to you alone, please?
Alone? Yeah, I'll be right back.
Don't go away. Roger, but you remember the time you said I was going to take a trip and meet a lot of strangers?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that time has come. I need a favor.
We'll make it a short favor. Diane's waiting.
Yeah, I want you to get in Dr. Bella's office. Keep him busy for a couple hours.
Keep him busy? How?
Well, I don't know how. Talk about astrology.
Oh, come on. You'll think I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that's the idea. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Wait. Where will you be if I need you?
Mecca.
Okay, Jeannie, come on. Get us to Mecca.
No.
Oh, bless thee, Master. I hope it is not too late. Take hold of my hand.
Jeannie? Where are you?
I'm sorry, Master. I had to stop and change.
Oh, your legs, yeah. Well, let's get going and look for that well of the Matahar.
What? Oh, Master, we are in trouble.
Huh? Why? What's the matter now?
I've forgotten where the thieves' market is.
Well, we can't stand around here all day.
Oh, what are we going to do?
And we're
going
to talk to the first thief that comes along.
May I assist you? Move along, sister. I'll take this one.
He's with me.
Well, I'm with you, too, baby. You two cats want to dig the scene?
We're looking for the thieves' market, and we're in a hurry.
Thieves' market? Oh, I never heard of that one. Let's see. There's the Cockeye Camel, the Purple Pyramid, the Fez West. What is this place? A discotheque?
Oh, no. That does not understand.
Look, baby, let me take you to the Basin Street Middle East. Man, it's sweet.
No. We're looking for the thieves' market near the Well of the Matahar.
Oh, I get it. Souvenirs.
Yeah.
I can see it, all that jazz. Authentic Persian rugs. Pictures of pyramids. Do you hold them up to the light?
No. The old thieves' market.
You gotta be kidding. That kind of jazz went out with high button veils. What you kids want is a look at some
thieves'
of
market.
You know a 2C joints? No souvenirs? You're standing on it. Good luck, baby. And don't save all your money in one place.
Hey, wait.
We must find the Well of the Matahar.
Look, there it is.
Oh, Master, I'm saved.
Look.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I tried to stamp my foot and... Look.
Oh. Faster. Jeannie, what did you say about a minaret?
The minaret of the rising sun. That's what you must face when you repeat the sacred words.
Yeah, all right, let's look for that and hurry. James, wait.
There it is.
Huh?
See it now?
Yeah.
It is the tall one.
Oh.
Well, quickly now, put your right arm toward the minaret, palm upward.
Yeah.
Now, take your left hand and put it under your right elbow.
Right.
No, palm upward also. That's...
It is good luck. Do as they do.
Must be a native customer.
Lift your left leg from the ground.
Right. I say, miss, I have a game left leg, rugger at Cambridge.
Would the right one do? New Canadian Air Force exercises.
Your native customs. We had to come 4,000 miles for this.
All right, just... No, I'm terrible. All right. Jeannie, did we really have to do this?
Oh, yes, Master. Rondo commands it.
Oh.
Now, repeat these words.
Yeah.
Bottle to Jeannie. Jeannie to Master.
Jeannie to Master.
Master to Mecca.
Master to Mecca.
Ramda. Oh, it is not working.
Oh, I'll try again.
See, perhaps the sacred place is a few steps to the left. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Good show. I say, is this baseball?
Mine. Bottle to Jeannie. Jeannie to Master. Master to Mecca.
No.
Ram.
No, I think it is a little farther.
Oh.
Toward this building.
Okay. Bottle to Jeannie.
Yes, this is it. Now 8 steps to the east.
Now 8 steps to the east? What are you talking about? It's in this bank, and it's closed. Can't we do this from some other place?
No, Master, this is the only place. What are we going to do?
We're going to break into the First National Bank of Mecca.
How are we going to get in?
I will open the door from the inside, Master.
Well, try again.
Yes.
Oh, Jeannie, wait. Wait, Jeannie, wait.
Here. I think.
You think? What do you mean, you think?
I'm sure this is the place. You see, you can see the minaret of the rising sun through that window.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get her.
Is it bottled?
No coaching. Bottle to Jeannie. Jeannie to Master.
Master
to Mecca.
This is the wrong place.
Did you make up your mind?
I cannot help it. It has been so long. And if there was a well around you.
Well, it's probably under the floor by now.
But where?
Well, I don't know where. Now, we haven't got time to start digging. Now, pick a spot.
Here. This is the place.
Are you sure?
Positive. Well, I feel it.
You know what I think? Oh. I think the police are here. Get us out.
Oh, Master, it's too late. My power is gone.
Your power is gone. Your power is gone. Come on.
There's the minaret of the rising sun. We have been looking at the minaret of the setting sun. Oh, quick, do the incantation.
All right, now cut it out. We haven't got time for that. The police are here. We've got to get out this. What?
I cannot make it, but you go ahead.
Oh, Jeannie, I can't leave without you. All right, I'll give it another try.
Well.
Bottle to Jeannie. Jeannie to Master.
Don't move.
I'll be right with you, officer. Master to Mecca. Ram Dass.
Stop or I'll shoot. You search her.
Hey.
Quickly. My horoscope foretold a lucky day for me today.
Oh, let me tell you about my horoscope.
Why? I shall probably be made a lieutenant for this. Even a captain.
Good.
Capturing two dangerous bank robbers red-handed.
No, we're not bank robbers. No, we're here on a pilgrimage. You see, this is the day of the ram, and that young lady over there is a genie.
Get into the car.
Now, wait a minute. Genie, do something.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master. I am finished. Forgive me.
But what'll happen to you?
I will go back into limbo. Goodbye, Master. I love you.
Jeannie!
What is she doing?
She's escaping. That's what she's doing.
Stop!
There's only one way to stop her. Watch this. Bottle to Jeannie. Jeannie to Master. Master to Mecca. Ram Dass.
Master, you have done it.
Get us out of here, Jeannie.
Enough of this trickery. Come on.
Where would you like to go, Master?
Dr. Bella's office.
How long have you had this dream that you're a camel?
For years. Sometimes I'm a one-hump camel, and other times I'm a two-hump camel.
And how do you feel when you wake up?
Thirsty.
Oh, I didn't hear you come in.
I'm afraid I won't have time to see you, Captain Nelson. I want to put my notes together on Captain Healy's case.
Captain Healy's case?
Yes, he's been telling the most fascinating case history I've ever heard.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Doc. I guess I'll be running along.
Fine. Plan to spend every evening next week with me.
Every evening? And then next week, what for, sir?
We're going to begin psychoanalysis.
Psychoanalysis? I don't need psychoanalysis. I'm as normal as apple pie. Ask anyone.
Captain Healy... When a man wakes up in the middle of the night and goes climbing trees in his pajamas, when he feels a compulsion to try to communicate with bees, and when he has a recurring dream that he's a thirsty camel, that man needs psychoanalysis.
Gosh, Raj, I'm sorry, I had no idea.
How long will this analysis take?
If everything goes well, about 3 years.
What if I told you I made the whole thing up?
Then I'd say about 5 years.
Do a friend a favor, huh?
Raj, where are you going?
I'm going to put on my pajamas and go climb a tree. Jeannie?
Ready?
Yes, Master.
Hey. Well.
Do I please thee?
If it took 2,000 years for you to look like that, it was worth every day.
You saved my life today. Thank you.
You've saved my life often enough. I guess we're even.
Where shall we go to dinner tonight? I know. I will take you to Paris.
No, thank you. I've had enough traveling for one day. I'm going to take you to dinner.
In Cocoa Beach?
Anything you say, Master.
Okay, let's go. Oh, Jeannie, I forgot my car's in the shop. I'll call a cab.
Oh, do not bother, Master.
Oh, Jeannie, it's not happening all over again.
Oh, no, Master. But on a night like this with a moon, I thought it would be more romantic. Okay.
Grant you three wishes, which is nice. But with TV Land's Twice as Nice, you get double that. That's because we give you two episodes of I Dream of Jeannie in a row. So stay tuned for another. It's coming up in a blink.